Belleville, New Jersey, 1984. Melvin Junko, a mop-wielding health club janitor. A scrawny, skinny, weakling wimp of a nerd. Fell into a misplaced barrel of toxic chemical waste. Melvin was suddenly transformed into a hideously deformed creature of superhuman size and strength. He became the Toxic Avenger, the first superhero from New Jersey. The Toxic Avenger, or Toxie, as he is affectionately called, went on to crush crime. And blast chemical waste in his hometown of Tromaville. After cleaning up Tromaville in 1988, the Toxic Avenger rose from beneath the rubble of retirement to challenge the evil chairman of Apocalypse Incorporated. Toxie's awesome adventure to abolish the abominable Apocalypse took him on an outrageous odyssey to Japan. Where Toxie continued to crush crime. In Japan, Toxie learned the spiritual disciplines of sumo wrestling, and the power, beauty, and grace of sumo made him better able to rip bad people's heads off. Now, evil has returned to Tromaville, and you are about to witness what may be the last temptation of Toxie.
I can't make up my mind.
Einstein!
What?
How many times I have to tell you, you don't put redneck zombies in with the Walt Disney.
Did you see the redneck zombies? That was gruesome.
Gruesome? You want gruesome? You should see my mother-in-law. That's gruesome.
Variety in the store. Now that this is a company town, you're all gonna rent company tapes, right?
No!
That's right. From now on, only the top 20 videotapes will be available in this store. The top five, the Apocalypse Self-Improvement Tapes from Apocalypse Inc.
But we like variety. We like having a lot of choices. We don't want just top 20. We like those movies from Troma.
Screw Troma movies!
Wait a minute. Do you want variety? Do you want choice? Well, there's plenty of variety here. MGM, Columbia, and Paramount. And we're the Warner Brothers.
Tear it up!
Oh,
It's amazing how they make this cardboard piece of shit look real.
Look at this piece of shit.
You know, dude, you don't have much intestinal fortitude. Throw your guts out, skip to my loo, my darling. How about checking out our adult section? Good-looking guy. Very good, very good. Talking to me?
That's right. Let's keep going.
Don't touch that dial.
All right.
People of Tromaville, the Toxic Avenger is back. Better than ever.
Toxic Avenger's back.
He's a real man. Thank you, Toxic. You saved us.
Yeah, but it was a rough day. Even for a hideously deformed creature of superhuman size and strength.
What a mensch.
Yes, I was a toxic mensch. I was back. Fighting crime, corruption, and toxic waste. But it wasn't always that way. Who would believe that just a few short months ago, I had actually joined the forces of evil? I had actually broken my oath to protect the little people of Tromaville. I, the Toxic Avenger, had become a bad dude, a toxic troublemaker. It's a long and grueling story, so you'd better sit back. This is how it all began. On the surface, everything seemed terrific. Tromaville was safe, Tromaville was happy, Tromaville was prosperous. This period became known as the Golden Age of Tromaville. My mom was really proud of the fact that everybody in Tromaville liked me. My mom was even prouder of the fact that Claire, my non-seeing girlfriend, who you remember in Toxic Avenger Part 2, was now going to be my fiancé and live with me forever in Toxic Avenger Part 3. Mommy's little Melvin had finally grown up. There you are. Good day, Officer Lloyd. Yes, on the surface, everything seemed wonderful. But deep inside of me were swirling feelings of horrible, horrible insecurity. I was now 25 years old. Who was I? What was I? Yes, I had rid Tromaville of all evil, but now I had nothing to do. There weren't even any parking tickets to give out.
I win.
I, the Toxic Avenger, was reduced to preventing old ladies from cheating at cards. Naughty, naughty. Or occasionally, I found myself trying to get naughty children, excuse me, ma'am, to eat their lima beans. What? I couldn't even do that right. Oh, brother. How low could a superhero go? Claire and I were living in the same old dump. I wasn't bringing in any money as a superhero, and I became a terrible burden living off Claire's welfare check. Claire had a brilliant career going as a dental hygienist, and she was making very good money. Until one day, she had a tragic accident involving mouthwash, rendering her blind. Hi, honey, I'm home. I got the welfare check. I think I'm losing my edge, Claire.
Oh, Toxie, don't say that! Oh, if only that Lavoris hadn't splashed in my eyes. I could see to help you. Oh, if only I could see.
Wait a minute. I don't believe this. Wait a minute. You're gonna see. Dr. Ron Goldberg says that your sight can be restored. Dear blind person, conditions caused by retinitis pigmentosa found in association with the wide-angle glaucoma may now be successfully treated due to the modification of the argon laser.
I can't believe it!
This procedure has been perfected on cave bats. It's been tested on them in labs, and 50% of them lived!
I can't believe it!
Oh. But there's a catch.
It doesn't matter, Melvin. It's worth anything.
$357,000?
I actually thought I would be able to see. Oh, well. It was a nice dream, anyway. I thought at last I was going to be able to see my dear, sweet Melvin.
Gee, I'm not so sure you'd like what you see.
Oh, Melvin. I just know I would. You're the nicest boy I ever met. I just know you're handsome. Huh? What's the matter, baby?
Nothing. I just don't want to lose you.
Come on, we don't know this operation is dangerous. And besides, at that price, it's only a dream. Unless I win the Tromaville Times Rich and Famous sweepstakes. I'm happy the way I am. I look at it this way. I'll never have to see ugliness. Or war. Or poverty. Or pollution. Or the Chevrolet Nova.
No way. This time, we're gonna get you that operation, because I'm gonna get that job.
Oh, you're gonna get it. You're gonna-
Because of my love for Claire, I took the only job available. The most horrifying and humiliating job known to mankind.
I'm the Toxic Avenger.
I became a representative of the Internal Revenue Service.
Hello, the tax man's here. Hey! Well, what? Hey! Hey! Stop it! Stop throwing things! Cut it out! Watch out!
Since Claire and I were failing in the material world, we decided to spend more time devoting ourselves to the spiritual world.
Tempted by evil. The reading for today is from Matthew 4, verse 8 and 9, and I quote, "The devil taketh Jesus up unto an exceedingly high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil saith unto him, All these things I will give thee, if thou wilt kneel down and worship.
Thus endeth the lesson.
I was so depressed and insecure that I began having nightmares.
Hi, guy. Hey, you do stink, but that deodorant's not gonna help you. Remember me? It's Melvin, the way you used to be, before you fell into that toxic waste and became a hideously deformed creature of superhuman size and strength. Look at you, you bum. You can't even get a job. I had a job, even though I was a mop boy in a health spa. Look at you, Tromaville doesn't need you anymore. I bet you can't even get it up, can you? I bet you can't even get a Woody. I could always get it up, even though I was always alone. Give me a shot at Claire. I want to bump her. Come on, man. Come on. Let me bump her and show you what a real man can do.
Homo wimp geek. I ought to kill you.
It was horrible. I couldn't stop falling. I just kept falling and falling. I couldn't stop.
Oh, poor Melvin.
You're very frustrated. What can I do to relieve you, baby?
Claire.
Yes, Melvin?
Where's my blankie?
right here, Melvin. I know it always makes you feel better, Toxie.
While my depression and insecurity led me to experience unbelievably realistic nightmares, they were only nightmares. But across the river, in the big city, there was a giant corporation called Apocalypse Incorporated, and it was creating nightmarish reality.
My good news is that the newly formed Five Families Federation has successfully used their drug networks to sell radioactive grenades to all the third world countries.
Our pilot program in the North Seas is going well. We're dumping 30 tons of PCBs per week. And even better, we're dumping 75 tons of radioactive isotopes per day. In the Atlantic! An excellent record!
I am pleased to report that our profits from the ALS, the Above Land subsidiary, is real good. And we are now pumping massive doses of radiation high in the sky!
Of course, there are still some Sierra Club sissies in Congress who are afraid of contamination up there in space. But we all know that's baloney, right?
Yeah!
Right. I think at this point, if there's anyone that we still can't buy off, well, we'll just have to do away with them.
Good. Very good. Yes, excellent. Thank you. Very impressive.
For a bunch of rank amateurs!
Who do you think you're talking to here?
I'm going for something bigger than that. Now,
ever since we lost Tromaville to the Toxic Avenger, Apocalypse Incorporated has been treading water. Going nowhere.
Am I getting through to you? Is there something that's unclear?
No. Good. Then it's settled then. You know what I want. Ladies, gentlemen.
Toxic Avenger! Delendus est!
Gave me an appreciation of her most important hobby, music. And I gave her an appreciation of my favorite pastime, video games, which she learned to play very skillfully, by ear.
Hey, Toxie baby, how's it hanging? See this new video game, Five Levels of Doom? It kicks.
Meanwhile, at the headquarters of Apocalypse Incorporated, the plot was thickening. And I was to be the cornstarch.
Silence!
With all
the evil, rotten, corrupt, despicably low people in the world, why is it so difficult for me to get some help,
Well, it's because, I tried to find, and I...
Stop babbling, Malfair!
You better get your own Toxic Avenger on the payroll, boss.
We can work with that. We can work with that. With some clever maneuvering, we can have this monster working on our very own payroll. Have the legal department draw up a contract.
But how are you going to convince him to work with us?
No beast so fierce, but knows a touch of pity. He has a girlfriend, does he not?
Uh-huh.
And that girlfriend needs an eye operation, doesn't she? two eyes coming up.
As my emotional tailspin spiraled downward, the radioactive chemicals inside my body were going nuts. Finally, I decided to end it all. Perhaps Claire could pick up a few dollars by donating my body to science. But even at suicide, I was a toxic flop.
Oh, Melvin, how could you even think of taking your own life?
I know. It's these chemicals. They have taken over my life. What am I saying? I don't have a life. I have a half-life. What's to become of me? Of us?
Don't talk like that, Melvin. It scares me. Anyway, this came for you while you were gone. It smells important.
It's probably more bad news. They probably want to repossess this dump. Here, you read it.
Okay. It says, You just won the Nobel Peace Prize! And, the Tromaville Times Rich and Famous Sweepstakes! And they're gonna give you your own Toxic Avenger TV show!
What? Yeah. Give me that, you crazy, silly goose. Dear out-of-work superhero, great opportunity? High salary? Benefits out of this world?
What is it, Melvin?
It's a job opportunity. They want me to represent their company and be their spokesman or something.
I can't believe it!
Claire, this is what I've been praying for.
Oh!
I'm so excited! Yeah! Well, I better jump over there right now.
But Melvin, you should put on a fresh tutu!
Mr. Chairman! A Toxic Avenger's here, and a smelly mop is dripping all over our reception area.
Malvin Jungo!
Yes, sir. That's me, sir.
Right on time.
And you brought your resume.
Yes, sir. Right here. Whoa!
Health Club Mop Boy. Good. First superhero from New Jersey. Even better. Special skill. Leaping relatively tall buildings with a running start. And playing video games. Fantastic. Very impressive. Mr. Junko, we're looking for a special person to be the spokesman for the Apocalypse Corporation. Someone with charm and charisma and a nice appearance to act as the spokesman and to spread the good news of our policies to the people.
Just what are your policies?
Our policy, Mr. Junko. Giving! That's our policy. Giving to the people what they want. Giving to the people what they need.
fulfilling desires, Mr. Junko. That's what I've always done best. But you ask yourself, how? How? It's just words, but how do you do it? By building, by growing, by taking small towns like Tromaville and revitalizing them into thriving industrial metropolises.
But I always thought Tromaville was nice the way it was.
But any place can be nicer. Everything can be better. I mean, don't we all strive for more? Don't you deserve more? I'm a man of wealth and taste. I offer you wealth, and your taste is something we can work on. Melvin Junko, come on up! Look out there, my boy. Let me show you your future! Ta-da!
Toxic shock!
No, 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 no toxic shock! Just your imagination set free! Look out there, Mel! More than you've ever dreamed of! A proud, shining world with a Porsche in every driveway! Chicken McNuggets in every pot! And you! You, Melvin! Smack dab in the middle of it! With more than you've ever wished for! Loved by millions the world over! You'll be more popular than the Beatles and Elvis combined!
That sounds like an awful lot on minimum wage!
Who said minimum wage? Did I say minimum wage? I didn't say minimum wage! Melvin! Baby! What self-respecting, hideously deformed creature of superhuman size and strength works for peanuts?
None, I guess!
You're a star, Bubula! All these things I will give thee if thou will fall down and work for me.
Hmm? Work for me. Where have I heard that before?
Work for me.
Where have I heard that before? It must be some sort of flashback from that Iron Maiden concert I was at when I was 15.
Now this is no flashback. $357,000, and it's all yours. Count it, boy. Smell it. I bet a smart kid like you could put it to good use. Buy something nice for your girlfriend. Something she's had her eye on.
Her eyes? I could pay for her operation. You got a deal, Mr. Chairman.
Just sign on the dotted line. Right here. Whoops. Sorry, the pen slipped. Welcome aboard, and we'll see you on Monday. Oh, and Melvin.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Get rid of that mop. It looks like hell.
Mom, I'm on the ball. I'll be right there. Just let me wipe.
Darling, what's that smell?
Ooh, it stinks in here.
Melvin. Have you been eating properly? You look mighty thin to me.
Mom, never mind that, Mom. Look at this. I got my own business card.
Your own card? Why, Mr. Melvin Junko, assistant to the chairman.
Yeah, Mom, isn't it great? And Mom, I get to make special appearances, and I get to talk to people, and I get to use all my charm, just like you taught me, Mom.
It's wonderful.
Oh, Mom, I almost forgot the best part, the pièce de résistance. The bank book.
Your own bank book? What?
$357,000!
I don't believe it.
And Mom, feel the numbers. I had them raised so Claire could feel them.
Oh, you're such a darling boy. You're so sweet.
Now we can get Claire that eye operation she needs.
And a microwave oven for me. Yeah. Oh, I'm so proud of you, darling.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you too, darling.
Oh, but Claire, I think I should stay here with you.
And miss your first day at work? Oh, Melvin, it's okay. They're just doing tests today anyway. And I have the doctor and Mother Junko here. It'll be okay.
That's right, Mr. Junko. Don't you worry about a thing. I'll take good care of her.
He's a wonderful doctor. He's a member of the country club.
Are you sure you want me to go, Claire?
Oh, Melvin, I love you.
I love you too, Claire. And I'll be back for the operation.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't waited for nothing. Soon you'll be in the presence of a real leader. And here he is. Right on time. And he brought you a special surprise. A new employee whom you all know and love. Someone you and I can trust and depend on. Someone who really knows how to clean up this town.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Ma.
Now, citizens, the chairman!
Scarface, people of Traumaville, listen to me before you pass any quick judgments. Who are you going to listen to? A bunch of whining environmentalists who claim to be so afraid of toxic waste when we know that waste is the natural byproduct of every organic process? Or are you going to listen to me? The one who cares enough about you and your families to build for you a new and better Traumaville.
Up yours!
On so noble an enterprise as this, and profit there will be. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, dioxin means dollars. Chemicals are cash. Say it to yourselves.
Hold it down! Hold it down! Just listen! He knows what he's talking about!
I know that some of you out there seem to think that chemicals are bad. I submit to you, you are chemicals! Everything is made of chemicals.
Bullshit.
And join me now
Bullshit.
In embracing dioxin and all her sister chemicals and everything they represent. Happiness, prosperity, life. That, people of Traumaville, is the apocalypse way.
On my first big day working for Apocalypse, I was so excited about my good fortune that I didn't notice that the Traumavillians were actually hostile to the chairman. Had I known then what I know now about the evil excesses of capitalism and the power elite, I surely would never have joined Apocalypse Incorporated. But I didn't even read Mad Magazine, much less Forbes or the Wall Street Journal. How was I to know that the true agenda for Apocalypse Incorporated was to take over Traumaville and enslave its people?
No! Let go of her! Let go! Oh!
Oh, please! Stop! No!
I have to admit, I did think it was a bit strange that the Apocalypse employees in the gas masks were beating my friends senseless and dragging away even my mother into rehabilitation camps. But the chairman said that these were just the usual malcontents who turn up for any cause or function, just there to interfere with progress. And I bought it hook, line, and sinker. When my new company put the children to work, making Agent Orange and other toxic chemicals, they told me it was a wonderful thing, because all the children would be earning minimum wage. And besides, it would develop their small motor skills, and they would really learn their primary colors.
You two think this is gonna be the new home for the blind, do you?
Well, you're wrong. This is gonna be the new nerve gas dump site.
It's great. We're gonna go check out our boy.
What's he doing?
Okay, here, let's see.
That's not so heavy.
Easy.
There you go. Be careful.
One of my responsibilities was to get the Tromavillians to join the Apocalypse Incorporated self-improvement seminars. I did everything I could to help these volunteers find their way to the right classrooms.
Stop pushing! Stay in line! Thanks.
Apocalypse Incorporated had me doing a little bit of everything.
Have a nice day.
Watch your step. Tear down these crummy homes.
Yeah, they're in the way of the nuclear missile silos.
Thanks, Potato Head.
Bye-bye.
Did you nail that sign down the block? Have a nice day.
Nurse, would you dispose of this, please?
Of course, doctor.
Thank you.
Mother Junko? Melvin?
Yes, Claire, I'm here.
Doctor?
I'm over here, Claire. I'm over here. Relax.
Mother Junko?
I'm here, dear.
Melvin?
Yoo-hoo.
Claire, nothing to be afraid of. You're going to be seeing all those wonderful things very soon. Just hold very still. I don't want to poke your new eyes out with these scissors. Hold very still. We're getting there. Just another moment. Just another moment. Now keep your eyes closed until I tell you to open them. Okay, now very, very slowly. Very slowly. That's it. That's it. That's it. Claire, calm down. Melvin's over there.
Melvin?
Uh-huh.
Melvin. Melvin, you're beautiful.
Claire, you could see. You could finally see.
I can see. It's the happiest day of my life. Oh, Melvin! Oh, Dolphin! Look at this beautiful place we made! Oh, I love it! Oh, look at all these beautiful things! Oh! Roses! I recognize them by the smell! Oh, baby! Look! Oh, they're so beautiful! And, oh, everything's so pretty! Whoa! What's this? Oh, this is so beautiful!
Well, that's Tide. It's a detergent.
Oh, Melvin, I just love it. Look over here. What's this? It's so exquisite. So perfect.
Now that is a dust ball.
Oh. Who's that man?
That's Benjamin Franklin. He's my hero.
But he's so old and wrinkly. I like the way you look. You look so rugged and handsome.
One of the advantages of being a hideously deformed creature of superhuman size and strength. Chairman this morning. Like, wow. Okay, look at this. Waits vacuums up three pointers.
Huh?
Hey, don't be so glum.
soon. It's the weekend. We'll do brunch. What are you gonna do this morning, babe?
Well, I thought I'd take a nice long walk and go over and see the environmentalists. They want me to help them save the Tromaville Bird Sanctuary. Melvin, what kind of talk is that? Do an egg? Do brunch? That doesn't sound like New Jersey talk to me.
That's upwardly mobile lingo, you know? But listen, I got to go, go, go. So like, he said okay, so I said okay, so okay, okay? So listen, I gotta go. Oh, kisses and hugs. And remember, you gotta go, go, go. Yeah. Ooh, gotta check that tutu. There it is, there it is. It looks great. Bye-bye.
Babe? Do an egg? West vacuum?
Leave it? Oh no.
Oh my god!
Hey girl, what's up? Hey.
The worst of it was poor Claire. The operation opened her eyes just in time to see her beloved Tromaville overrun with the parasites of corporate greed and the vermin of political corruption. And I was the cause of it.
How much would it take Romy down the street?
Yeah.
Go.
What's going on here?
Go on.
You hookers? Get out of here. Leave this young man alone. What do you think you're doing here?
Vomit break.
Come on, puke or die, you bastard. Get it up. Let's go. Come on, come on. Clear out that stomach. Come on. Come on. All right,
go home. Puke. Come back in 20 minutes.
I don't want to see anybody without puke stains on him.
Okay. Before I knew it, I became a toxic yuppie on the fast track. The Tromavillians tried to put on a brave face and made the best of their mutated environment. But what does one feed to a creature that is half frog and half duck? Worse yet, what would you call it? Listen, I don't care if she's 80. If she doesn't have the rent at the end of the month, I want her out of there. Larry! Boobala baby! How are ya?
Melvin, I want to talk to you.
Can't wait, I'm on the phone.
No.
Well, I gotta go. Claire's being a nudge. Ah, yes.
Melvin, something's very wrong. This company you're working for? They're doing evil things.
Don't be silly.
You've changed so much lately. You seem so different. You're just not yourself lately.
Well, yes, but how could you badmouth Apocalypse? I mean, come on. If it wasn't for them, you would still be stumbling around on that cane.
I know, but I'd rather be blind in heaven than sighted in hell.
Tromaville's being destroyed, and all you can do is listen to incentive tapes morning, noon, and night. Melvin, I think someone is trying to brainwash you.
I don't have to listen to this garbage. You just remember, I signed that contract for you.
And I gave up my blindness to see you get involved in a plot to pollute the world?
What about all the people who counted on you to clean up evil? What about all the kids who believed in you? What about all those people in Reel 9 of the first movie who stood up for you? What about the messengers, Melvin? You're their hero.
What about all those marvelous people out there in the dark? What about your favorite patriots, Melvin? Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of slavery? I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
I'm out of here.
Just walk out the door and and turn your back on humanity? Bully on you, toxic traitor.
Bull toxic bad guy.
Pick on Donald Trump.
Why don't you go out to Exxon?
I felt that my whole world was caving in around me. I went to my favorite place to sit and think. The junkyard. Coming to this place had always comforted me. But now, the old cars, the headlights were staring at me. The grills were grinning and mocking me.
$357,000. It's all yours.
$357,000.
It's all yours. All these things.
And worship me!
Oh no!
How could I have thought that I was helping Tromaville? How could I have been so deluded? Oh, I can't believe it. Claire was right. What have I done? Have I sold my soul? What have I become? I'm evil, evil. How could I face her again? What could I say to make it up to her? Claire! Wake up. Wake up.
Melvin, what's wrong? You're shaking.
Don't worry. I'll be all right. I think your eye operation has helped me to see. You are right. Apocalypse is evil. They do horrible things. I've got to stand up and fight them.
But how are you going to do that?
Well, the sumos taught me that when you face a formidable opponent, you must make the first move.
I'm so proud of you, baby. But how will you fight Apocalypse?
How will I fight them? How will I fight them? How will I fight them? The old-fashioned way, that's how.
Oh, no.
Well, that's the whole horrible, terrible truth.
What a mensch.
But now, I was ready to make amends. Now I would show the good people of Tromaville that they could look up to me once again as their very own, newly reformed, hideously deformed superhero. But first, I had to earn their respect. As quick as my 2 feet would take me, I was out there giving them my toxic all.
The Toxic Avengers coming!
The Toxic Avenger is back.
The Toxic Avenger is coming. Melvin.
Thank you for saving my dog, Toxic.
Here's your doggy, good junior citizen.
Undo all the horrible wrongs I had committed during my descent into the chairman's clutches. But now I was ready to confront the evil chairman on his own turf. I would mop up the evil in Tromaville and make room for Toxic Avenger Part 4!
Still carrying that mop, I see. Here to clean up the new headquarters?
Here to clean them out!
Oh, it was a joke! Melvin, what's wrong? I thought we were partners. You and I have a deal.
Toxic Avenger doesn't deal with evil.
Well, I think our boy knows something.
I think I know who you are.
A contract is a contract.
And you're a man of your word.
Right, Melvin.
I don't care about your dumb contract. We want you out of Tromaville. Good citizens of Tromaville, Apocalypse is through. Chairman, your history!
Yes, Melvin, I am history! Oh, you still don't realize who you're dealing with, do you? See me as I am!
Ha ha ha!
All right, Junko. Let's party.
No problem. I meant to do that.
What will it be? Dark places. Magic swords. Choose your weapon and your arena. I know. You play video games, don't you, Melvin? I'm going to show you the 5 levels of doom. Earth. Wind. Fire. Water! And the last one! But nobody gets to the last one anyway. Then let the battle begin. Ready or not, here we go! Ooh, level 1! Earth! This is one load of toxic waste that won't stay buried.
Hey, you! Hey, long over face! Get him! I'll give you $1,000 to run that guy over!
Wait, the budget for this movie's only $2 million. $30!
I'll give you $30 to run over that guy!
Nice work, Melvin. But now we're up to level 2. A personal favorite of mine. Fire. I'll turn Tromaville into ashes. Of hell!
Please! Please! Come on!
on, Henry?
Friends save you, but can you save your friends?
Oh, see the little children getting on the school bus. It's fun and games time.
Don't make a fuss. Leave the driving to us!
All aboard! Melvin, look! They're all going my way!
No! Not the children! Your battle is with me!
Hold on, kiddies. We're going to a turn.
Stay calm, good citizen. Children!
Phoenix here! I can't do this! I'm not Superman! I got it!
Don't just stand there, Malvair! Shoot! Crotch! Give!
School bus that plunges into a deadly pool of muddy, murky water.
Excuse me! Excuse me, people! Get out of the way! I've got to clean up this dirty mess in Tromaville!
You are becoming an annoying horsefly, but swatting time is here. I bring you, courtesy of hell, the final level of doom. The mind is a terrible thing to waste, and I am going to waste your...
So well.
You ought to treat those boils. Oh, what's the matter, Melvin? Got a headache? Losing weight the easy way, Melvin. Pull yourself together, Melvin.
Ha ha ha!
What are you doing to her? After all, a boy's best friend is his mommy.
If only I could find that contract. Oh, if I could find that contract, then maybe I could help Melvin. I don't know where he put it. If I could just find that contract, then we could clean this whole thing up.
Get out of my way, worm. Look! Look at him! Look what's become of the Toxic Avenger! He's back to the sniveling mop boy you all made fun of!
Where's that real version of the contract Toxie made for me? If I could just find that contract, I could clean up this mess! Got it!
Oh, look, isn't he ready for destruction? Aren't you tired of this pink tutu'd pansy?
We're tired of you, Mr. Chairman.
And we're tired of what your company is doing to our Tromaville.
We're tired of the groundwater pollution.
And your sludge. And the PCBs.
We're tired of your filthy lawyers and accountants, and we're fed up with your perverted investment bankers.
The Toxic Avenger has always played fair with us.
And he's the only toxic waste we need around here.
If you want him, you've got to go through us first.
This town has never had it so good. I order you to go back to your hovels and jump in your beds. I just might be willing to forget all this and let you show up for work tomorrow.
Please, let us go! Claire has found the way out of the contract! Excuse me, she has found an escape clause! Please, let me go! Oh, please, Claire has found the way out! Oh my God, there's an escape clause! Claire, here, you tell him about it!
Claire!
Oh, it's very important!
Le force majeure states, clause 11. Termination. The employee's obligations hereunder shall remain in full force and effect for all eternity. However, said obligations shall be terminated, and this agreement shall be rendered immediately null and void upon a miraculous act of God.
And God is in the hearts of the people!
It's an escape clause! It's an escape clause!
And what about this? It's an escape clause, see? What about that, huh?
Whoa! So where is he?
On vacation in the Grand Bahamas.
I don't see him around protecting his interests. I'm the only one interested in this dirty little town. And you're yesterday's waste, pal.
Excuse me. Message, Mr. Jungle. I have a message, Mr. Jungle. Urgent message, Mr. Melvin Jungle.
Can't you see we're busy here?
I think this takes priority.
No one takes priority over me.
Oh.
Maybe one.
Let's get the hell out of here!
What's happening? Melvin? Melvin? Oh!
like kicking some devil ass! This has gone on long enough, devil! I think it's about time that somebody put the fear of God in you!
Be reasonable. Well, think of what you're giving up, Melvin.
That's Mr. Melvin to you! General Hospital.
に一番効くという中国の101のスプレータイプ。さあ、これがどのくらい効くか実験してみましょう。まんべんなく塗りましょう。さあ、果たしてどのくらいで生えてくるかというのは、まあ、個人差によって違うでしょうね。
Up you go, Reverend.
Gee whiz! I've only had my eyes a short time, and already I've seen everything.
I do. Then I now pronounce you man, monster, and wife. You may now kiss the bride.
My baby boy.
Mommy and Claire walked off into that toxic sunset.